I think it's a missed opportunity. I mean, when you put Sinn Féin spokespersons in to discuss their party, they're going to say that it's the best party in history. When you put their political opponents in, on the other hand, they're going to say it's the worst party in history, and that's what the format seemed to be. And the whole fixation on the IRA, I mean, the Good Friday Agreement is now 15 years old. The first IRA ceasefire is almost 20 years ago. I canvass regularly in Donegal. The issue for people in Donegal is about jobs, the health service, the education system, and they're, you know, relieved to see the benefits of the peace process. Of course, in Derry right now, we're celebrating coming to the end of the City of Culture.
Now, obviously, Sinn Féin supporters are going to support the party, but there are many commenting that there seems to be some sort of an organised attack on the party, I suppose, as we head towards the local elections and then on towards the general election. From within the party, do you get a sense of that?
Yeah, I think that it's that there are clearly people within the old political and the Dublin media establishment who have watched with horror as Sinn Féin have grown in political strength. But if they want to challenge Sinn Féin, let's have a challenge on the basis of the year 2013. Let's talk about our economic policies, our economic alternatives, our plan and vision for Ireland. And the difficulty for them is that on those terms, they know that they will find it very difficult to challenge Sinn Féin's analysis. So you go back 20 years and try to muddy the waters. And, you know, for us, we're very focused, but it is frustrating and it is tiresome to see, you know, 2 hours of TV dedicated to, you know, really he said, she said, or down to one side is terrible, the other side is fantastic. It's not a good documentary format, and it's certainly poor journalism in my view.